Piece of the Rock. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Is Brian in?
Yes, he is. Hold on 1 minute.
Thanks.
Hey, what's up, pal?
I wish I could have you call my other customer and tell him he's crazy, to be honest. How are you doing?
I call anybody you want. What do you want me to do?
I have a customer who thinks it's a brilliant idea to borrow. We do a lot of unsecured cash loans, which for a lot of my customers, like, they'll take the money and they'll go buy from Brazil or India.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they'll get a huge discount on buying containers of granite. Makes sense. You know, they're getting
right.
50 cents on the dollar. My customer's brilliant idea, he wants to start giving his customers zero down financing and use our money to do it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm like, dude, these people aren't going to pay you. He's like, no, like, they said they will. I'm like, okay, man. Like, and I talked to my other customer, he's like, this guy has lost it. He's like, I'm sure you people try to stiff you all the time.
Yeah, no shit, huh? Okay, so where are we at with this financing? I don't have a problem putting 10% down.
Okay.
The only thing that I'm having issue with right now is I haven't decided 100% on the park. There's
okay.
a show here in Vegas right now, a glass show, that I'm going to go look at a machine tomorrow.
Glass?
Yeah, but CNC is the same.
I know a vendor that sells both glass and CNC. I know what you're talking about.
Right, so Intermac, I'm going to go look at an Intermac. So I'm not really thrilled with the Italian version of it, but the machine's sitting here, and they're willing to give me a huge discount. And they're actually here right now looking at my other machine.
What kind of deal are they giving you?
Well, it's looking like the Master Series and the water treatment for like $220 instead of $270.
I mean, here's what I would tell you, and I guess there's two point-blank questions. The cool thing about this program I've got you approved for is it's fast, it's easy, I can start funding off fax copies, and there's no we're incurring all the doc fees. I guess the question I ask you is this. When Intermac sells to you, do they sell to you with $220? Do they include sales tax? Because I think we did a deal with Intermac before. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did Intermac last time.
Do they have sales tax on their invoice?
I don't know.
Right.
I would have to go back and look through my old thing. That's not one of the things I even asked.
So let me give you kind of a cheating guide to help you out here.
Uh-huh.
So they don't need to know that you're getting financing because the second – and I've worked with Intermac. I issue referrals for them, but I'm always a big believer in telling a customer, hey, look, put yourself in the best position. So this will be a finance agreement. It won't be a lease. So there's no, like, bill to, ship to, no tax forms. All you need to ask them is, invoice has to say, bill to your company, ship to your company. So the machine's there, so do you get free freight?
Right, that's what I'm saving on that as well, absolutely, if
what's
I decide to go with this.
I guess, what's the lead time for the park piece versus this piece?
Park's not going to be till December. Like 8
okay.
weeks.
8 weeks. I guess the question I'd ask you and kind of put myself in your shoes is, what is the difference to you on each machine? What do you feel is more important to your business?
Honestly, I like the American made. I like the service, but right now, you know what I'm saying? But if I already have an Italian machine and these are the guys I freaking bought it from, I have nothing but issues. Maybe I, you know, my thought process is maybe I can freaking have them, you know, maintain both of them. You know what I mean? Two birds with one stone. You know what I'm saying? So when they come to do maintenance, they can do them both. I don't have to bring in two different companies.
I think, yeah, I mean, it's there's customers that have done this, and this, can I give you my kind of 2 cents?
Mm-hmm.
My 2 cents is I don't have 2 cents. Always
right.
get the machine that you're comfortable with.
Right.
I think the whole value play here is that this equipment saves you money, correct?
Right.
I think it's an inherently awesome value to have equipment, and I have nothing against Park. I just did a deal for the guy at Park, but he didn't refer to me. It was just an existing customer of ours. But there is an inherent value to having a piece of equipment that is sitting there, that is ready to go, that can get set up,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a piece of equipment that's made. And the reason I say that is, your money's already out. So if you look at it from like a time value perspective, you're out 30, 35 grand until you get your machine from Park because you're putting money down and you're making payments.
Right.
The equipment that you're getting from this vendor, it's not to me the savings. Yeah, you're saving 20. The cost is 55. So if you're at, right. Is it 220 all in?
I believe so, yeah.
So your cost is 25 financed. Oh, no, because that one's 245 plus the water, plus, right?
Yeah.
How much is the water?
I think it was 20.
Okay.
I got it right in front of me.
And I'm assuming the number they're giving to you is like bottom line sale, first come, first serve. We've got it at the show and we need to move it. Okay.
Right.
So your cost really is 25. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is what I'm saving is, like you said, what I'm saving is time. You know what I mean?
Time.
It's basically the same machine. I'm just saving time to where I can get up and moving.
But they're giving you both for 220.
Mm-hmm.
And the other
they're putting it together right now. They're trying to get to where I need to be, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, let's just assume you're at 220 or 225, and the other machine was, the other filtration was, what, 27?
Yeah.
So you're at that's 25 plus 45, 52. So the real cost is, you get this machine, and it's kind of just your choice. If you get this package, you're saving $52,000 up front versus and having the machine now. And if you want to do, let's add in a payment or two, the payment difference on 225 versus 260, it's not small, but it's not massive. So if you say two payments at 8 grand over 2 months, or 10 grand, 9.5 grand, you're saving around 60 grand.
Mm-hmm.
By getting it now, because you're not making two payments, plus any ancillary benefit of getting it to work. On the flip side, it sounds like you like Park a little more in terms of service than Intermec.
Right.
So, two house, one dozen.
Yeah, we'll figure. I'll be making the decision probably by tomorrow, because I'm going to go look at the machine tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, and then just so you know, since it's already there, I mean, if you give me the green light, I send you docs, you sign them, you FedEx them to me, I get a copy via fax, I start working on it. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question I'd ask you is, how long does the machine stay there? If you go with these guys, how long does the machine stay there before you actually would get in your facility?
I would assume it'd be here by Monday, because the show's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Do they install it for you?
Yeah, I would assume they're going to just take they can't leave it at the convention center.
With your Park deal, do you have to put up the guy who comes out there, or is that inclusive?
That's inclusive.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all in there.
It's good to have choices, I guess.
I know. Believe me, it made it real difficult that they have a machine here and they're willing to friggin' unload it, because it makes it more enticing to me right now.
Okay. The thing that's really important is this whole tax issue. So let me explain. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually give me one. Can you hold on with me for 1 minute? Because I want to see this last one. Okay. Yeah, because your approval initially got approved with 20% down. I totally underrated they lost their effing mind. But the reason why they were saying that was, Vegas, you're in a horrible state when it comes to taxes. So if you do a lease, you get hit with all the taxes up front. Essentially, from what I understand, let's say you do the financing, and let's say 3 months later, you default. Well, from what I understand, because the taxes are up front, like the leasing, you know, we have to pay it regardless. So
right.
What I kind of explained was, hey, there might be a little way to kind of jump around this. But give me a second real quick. I want to look this up. Da, 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 da. Hold on. Give me 1 second. So I met your fiance last time. Do you guys end up getting married?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's our anniversary.
Congrats, man. Awesome. All right. Hold on. Is this the right one? Let's see. I'm bringing up a few files because I think we also did a polisher for you. So, Are you still working with, is it Derek was the person you worked with last time, or is it someone else?
This guy named Ron right now, I think we're dealing with at Intermac.
What's his last name? I might know who he is.
I don't know. He's downstairs right now. I told him I didn't want to talk to him until he got my other machine running. I said, go get my other machine running. As soon as you get that running, you can come upstairs.
So I don't believe they have, I don't believe they ask sales tax, but here's what you want just to make it easy on your side. You don't need to tell them you're doing financing.
Mm-hmm.
The bill to and ship to should be your company. Ask them for a formal invoice. Ask them for the amount of money they have due at signing, like their payment terms. And then once you send it to me, I'll go over all numbers. And if you want to go that way, we'll crack it out for you.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
Call me anytime, okay?
Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye.